It was chosen by a group in Toronto called Artists Against War, and they had organized a reading about a month ago to raise funds for the War Resistors Support Campaign. And it went so well that they raised about $2,000, and they decided to try to internationalize it, a bit like the Lisa Strata project. No, it was a project when the Iraq War began. There were simultaneous readings of the Lisa Strata play by us. Who wrote that?
What's that?
Who wrote this? It's rather
Euripides.
Aristophanes. it was read in over 1,000 places. So today we're going to be doing, there's going to be about 12 readings, mostly in the northeastern United States, Toronto, Ottawa, I believe, Kitchener, Waterloo, Montreal, of course. New York is going to have a really big reading. They booked a theater that has a capacity of 1,000 people. Buffalo is going to have a reading, and they're going to have a whole night of performances. There's lots of small towns like Richmond. If you go on the website, burythedead.ca, you can see the whole list. And to answer your question, why Irwin Shaw? I didn't know Irwin Shaw until I read this play, but it's an incredibly poignant piece. It differs from a lot of political theater because it doesn't feel like it's lecturing to you, because the play brings back six soldiers who are sort of very ordinary people, and they come back from the dead because they've decided that there was no real reason for them to die. They hadn't finished their time on Earth, and they hadn't died for anything that they believed in. They were just used as pawns, basically. So they meet with their loved one, and their loved ones are sent by the army to try to convince them to go back into the grave. And they explain to them why they can't do that, why they're standing up. And so each of these monologues is incredibly powerful because it's just people talking about what they missed about being alive, what they loved about being alive, and how they were exploited and used by the military. So why it makes sense today, I mean, the world that Shaw was writing about was, of course, very different. It was 1936, there was the Civil War in Spain, there was Hitler in power in Germany, Europe was on the brink of war. But at the same time, today's world is also a world of war, you know, of occupying powers in Afghanistan, Haiti, Iraq, all these places. So we, you know, all of these points that are very human points about war are just as relevant today, we feel.